The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
And now it's time for The Weather Kid.
Right, our weather kid this morning is in Bootle. Her name is Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hello, Kev.
How are you?
Fine.
What's your second name?
Lachlan.
Lachlan, that's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how old are you, Chloe?
Seven.
Seven, and when are you eight?
April.
In April. And what did you do last night, Chloe?
I was watching the telly with me mum and me dad.
Where are you? What were you watching?
Carly and Emma Dale.
Is your mum helping you this morning?
Yeah.
I thought she might be. Okay then, Chloe. So tell me what you had for your tea last night.
I had a pizza.
You like pizza, do you?
Yeah.
What flavour pizza did you have? Just pizza flavour.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what have we got planned today?
Go to work with me, Dad.
Going to work with your dad? Where does your dad work?
In Office Fleet.
Oh, fantastic. Do you like going to work with your dad?
Yeah.
Is he the best dad in the world?
Yeah.
What do you love about him?
Because he makes good tea.
He makes good tea, does he, yeah?
Yeah.
Has he ever made a naughty noise in the house?
Yeah.
Has he? What did it sound like? Brilliant. What about your mum?
Yeah.
She's telling you. Yeah, she has, hasn't she? Yeah. What does hers sound like? They do sound different, don't they?
She wants to see a doctor.
Yes. Chloe?
What?
Do you ever make naughty noises like that?
No.
Oh, I didn't think you did.
You liar.
I bet you do, don't you?
I do.
I bet you do. Right, Chloe, you're our weather girl this morning. You're going to tell us what the weather's going to be like?
Grey and cloudy stuff may be brighter as the day goes on, with sunny spells expected. 60 in Celsius, 61 Fahrenheit.
Yay! Chloe Lachlan from Bootle, have yourself a great day with your dad in work, all right?
I've got a joke for you.
Have you now? I'm just trying to be slick. Go ahead then, Chloe, tell us your joke.
What did the policeman say to the snowman?
Let me think. I don't know. What did the policeman say to the snowman?
Freeze.
Like it. All right then, Chloe.
Can I say hello?
I've got no chance of this one. Can you say hello to who, Chloe?
Can I say hello to me dad, me mum, me mum's friend Louise, her son David, and Jimmy on the Eagle Wagon?
Is that it, Chloe?
Yeah.
Guess what, Chloe?
What?
I haven't even got time to play this song now. Oh, Chloe, I love talking to you. You have a nice day today.
I love talking to you.
Oh, right, Chloe. We'll have a lovely day and we'll speak again soon, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. See you soon, Chloe.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
Right, he's off today. Kiwi Fruit. He's taking his brother to Scotland for a bit of a staggy. So he's gone to the Lake District last night. He stopped halfway there. I got a bit of a multimedia message sent through to my mobile phone last night, and it was him. Just a picture of him standing by a roadside. It's quite funny, actually, but I thought, little do you know, I'm going to put that on the website tomorrow. Shall I tell you the name of the place? I'm not doing any harm there, am I?
No, wait till they go on the website.
Oh, just leave it?
Yes.
Okay.
Leave it!
Just leave it, Claire. Log on to our website after 9 o'clock this morning. You'll just see a picture of Dino. He's pointing to a certain place. The blight has obviously stopped and said, hey, this is great, let's take a photograph. So don't tell him, but when he gets home on Monday, little Dino will be on the website. I thought we'd give him a little tinkle this morning. Obviously, he wants a nice lie, and he gets up early in the morning, so I thought we'd disturb him right now and make a phone call.
Probably a already been on his 26-mile run this morning.
On his seventh gallon of green stuff.
Oh. Made his phones. Oh. Let's try and wind him up.
Hello.
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 Hello, can I speak to Dino, please?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Who's calling?
This is Trevor. Who's this?
Pardon?
This is Trevor.
Oh, hello, Trevor. How are you?
You're bellend.
When we do the show live, of course, the end will be edited out.
Are you on the radio?
No, you are, mate.
Oh, no.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real Dino here. He's his mouth washing out with soap flakes, everybody.
Oops.
In the words of Chris Tarrant, thank you, everybody.
my apologies.
You plonker.
Well, you could have told me.
Why would we?
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in the Lake District. It's a beautiful day, and I've just been for a run around the farm.
Get in.
Yeah, we just said that you would have done, yeah.
Have you had some green stuff as well?
Not yet. I'll be having my daily dose of green stuff very soon.
Okay.
So, whereabouts in the lakes are you?
I'm way out in the sticks. I'm out on a farmyard at the moment with the cows.
Yeah. You know, no idea what part of the lakes you're in? Would it be Windermere or Kendal or...?
It could be Windermere or Kendal, yeah.
close those two.
Yeah, close. No, I think it's Cumbria. I might be... Or is that the area?
Yeah, whatever. You're in the UK, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Just you and your kid.
Yeah, me, well, no, because I'm on a stag do, but everyone else is downstairs getting breakfast, but I just got back from having a run.
Right, I thought everyone was going to Edinburgh, you were just stopping off on your own with your brother.
No, not at all, no. My mate's getting married and his parents live in the Lake District, and then we're on our way to Edinburgh today.
Fantastic.
And a round of golf and a few bevvies given.
A few bevvies.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy yourself, Dino.
Can you play golf, Dino?
No.
I think so.
I've had about one game in my life, but I think it's more the drinking that counts.
Of course.
You can't do that either.
So I'm screwed.
Today's probably the only day your Rupert the Bear trousers will look good.
Hey, well, I'll have a few drinks for you guys anyway.
Yeah, whatever, mate. You'll have about one drink and be on your ass like you normally are.
I was just trying to sound tough.
Yeah. I like that photograph you sent me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's, I thought you might like that one, but that's just, you know, that was a personal text, Kevin, between you and I, you know, bit of friendly banter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just tell me the story behind it.
No story, Kevin. Just something I thought you might appreciate privately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to share it with anyone.
Yeah. Good lad. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, common bond between mates. What goes on tour stays on tour. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what mates are for. You see something that's funny that you like, underlined like. You take a photograph of it. You send it to me, and that's between friends. Yeah.
You know, a bit of Kiwi humour. You know, a bit of joke. You know what I mean?
Know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
I think in the text message,
I said this is something you will like.
I don't think so, mate.
Yeah.
Have you guys not seen it?
I have. Yeah, very good.
Seen it.
Peter, come and look at this.
Is the initial CWI?
No.
No.
First initial. Just begin with a C.
But don't say it, because that'd be out of order, Kevin.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say it. Don't you worry.
Not far from my mum's house.
Really?
That's not where I'm from.
From what I've heard, that is your mum's house.
Oh, yeah.
Like mother, like daughter.
Oh, leave my mum alone.
Anywho's, if you have an idea what we might be talking about this morning, it's on now. Simply log on to
radiocity.co.uk.
No! Put
that on.
What? It's too late, mate.
Oh. Can't believe you've done that.
Can't believe you've done that. you look so proud as well.
Well, you know, just having a laugh.
Yeah, whatever, mate. You enjoy yourself, hey?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've just arranged a date with seven girls and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Just remind us, who are you out with tonight, male or female?
Oh, it's a stag do, Kevin.
What?
It's a stag do.
Answer the question.
I'm out with eight boys.
Not men. Boys.
He says boys. Yeah, exactly. Boys. And he's stopped off on the motorway to take a photograph of this particular place that he's gone to. I love it. Do you know... You're a top man. You have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Catch you soon. And Claire, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a great holiday.
Thank you very much. Bye.
See you Monday, guys.
Cheers,
bye.
Dino.
Bye-bye.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Oh, look, he's just come in.
Seed.
Hello, Peg.
How are you, CD?
I'm all right, thanks, Peggy. Are you all right?
I'm out of breath, dear.
Oh, yeah.
It's Peggy. Oh, you know.
Yeah, I know that, Peg.
Oh, dear. I was in Brenda's last night, dear.
Where you, dear?
Hello, Brenda. Oh. I said I'd give her one this morning, dear. And also Kitty. Can I say hello to Kitty?
Yeah.
Hello, Kitty. Hey, Kitty, Kitty. Actually, they're my two favourite friends, dear.
Are they?
I love them.
Do you?
You've got to look after your friends, dear.
You've got to look after your friends.
What was it? Sorry about that. I nearly swallowed my own false teeth. I tell you what, dear. Brenda yesterday, she put her false teeth in the wrong way around.
Did she?
We laughed all afternoon, dear. She nearly ate herself to death. How's all the CD crew this morning, dear?
Very good, though.
Yeah, great.
That's nice. Hello, Peter. How are you, dear?
Very well, thanks, Peg. Good. Nice to see you.
And how's everybody else? How's Kiwi Fruit?
Good, great, thanks, Peggy.
And what about Canadian naughty scouts?
I'm good, thank you, Peggy.
You look like a bumblebee this morning.
I do, what? Don't I?
Very nice, dear.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. I don't know what you've come as, but you've won. What are you coming here for?
What have you come in here for?
I've just seen one of those big, those big container lorries, dear. The big round ones, dear. All the liquid in.
Like
it's a
tanker.
It's a milk wagon, dear.
Oh, right.
It's just been emptying thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of milk, fresh milk, dear, into the Mersey.
You're joking.
I couldn't believe it. I said to the driver, what are you doing that for, dear?
Yeah.
He said, it's for the sea cat. I've got to go, dear.
See you later, Peggy.
The KFC Podcast.
There's a picture of Theo Walcott and his lovely girlfriend Mel, and apparently Posh and Bex have said they're going to take them under their wings. You know what I mean? Because they're only young and dealing with the World Cup and all that. I mean, good on them. David and Victoria have said that they're going to help them through thick and thin. I think we can guess who's going to be looking after the thick and who's going to be looking after the thin.
The Kev Seed Podcast.
Why do women have boobs?
Who cares? I don't know why the women have boobs.
They've got something to look at when you're talking to them.
Ooh, awful but true. All right, then, have a great day, Paul.
And you.
Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.